We have the tremendous chus of finishing the first parak and beginning the vaunted second parak, which talks about mysterious things like Maisa Merkava. But before we get there, we have to finish the first parak, and we're here at the bottom of Yidam and Beis, about six lines up. Amar Ravashi. Again, we have been trying to figure out what Mishnah meant when it said that the halachos of Mi'ila are like a harak tulim misaira, like a mountain hanging by a hair or a string or a thread, meaning that the halachos are not found necessarily in the Chumash. And we're looking for this halacha that is not necessarily alluded to in the Chumash that has to do with Mi'ila. So we had a bunch of suggestions, and we have rejected all of them up until this point, and Ravashi is going to give another one, and we're going to try and reject that, and we're going to keep on going by there here until we come to an understanding. So, Elba Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, we need this halacha that's not written in the Chumash, that's like a mountain suspended by a hair. Again, the imagery being that the hair is in the Chumash, and the mountain is this massive amount, or this big halacha, right, that's kind of written, or that's not written, but handed down, passed down in the oral, in the Oral Torah, in the Torah Shebaal Peh. So perhaps it's this Mishnah. The halacha is that Natal Evan v'korah shal heklish arezo lo mal, but nasa l'chavera hu mal v'chavera lo mal. Right, if a person took an evan, a rock, or a stone, or a korah, or a beam of wood, right, from the hekdish, right, so then that person does not violate Mi'ila. Again, Mi'ila is taking and using, taking from hekdish. So we're going to have to obviously ask why that person is not chayiv from Mi'ila, right, again, taking it from Bishogeg. So why, you're going to have to ask, if that guy took a beam or a rock from hekdish, why would that guy not be chayiv? So we'll have to ask that in a second. But the halacha here is that if he gave it to his friend, so then he is chayav from Me'ila, but his friend is not. So the Gemara says, Michti, and let's see, the meaning, that's weird, because Mishkal Shakla, he's the guy who took it from Hektish. Malihu, Malichavero, what's the difference? Who keeps the item? This halacha, which is kind of weird and kind of like not intuitive and not written in the Chumash, that is like a mountain that's hanging from the thread. The Gemara says, "My Kusha, what do you mean? What's so difficult about that halacha?" Again, as we've done before, and we're going to reject this as well. My Dilma Kedish Shmuel, maybe this halacha, this case is simply like Shmuel said. Tamar Shmuel, Hacha begins bar Masuz Lav Nebinyan Askina. The case is where we're talking about the treasury guy, the guy in charge of Hektish, the guy in charge of the treasury in the Beis Hamikdash, and he was given these stones for a building. So they're here. They're his. Or they're in his possession, rather. Right? Meaning, meaning he has permission to keep them in his rishus. Meaning, they're not really in his rishus, but they belong to Hekdesh. But he's got the keys. He's the treasurer. So he has this stuff in his rishus. So therefore, when he gives it to someone else, right, so then he is taking it out of Hekdesh. Right? He is taking it out of the possession of Hektish. Whereas if it's lying around his house, it's still technically kind of sort of in Hektish's possession. So that's that case. I mean, that's a standard case of Mi'ila. So that's not a Har Tfluim Besaira, right? That's, again, taking stuff out of Hektish and transferring it. And just the details are a little weird because depending on, when he gives it to someone else, that's when the item actually switches Rishutz. So Allah Misefa. Really, no, it's from the Seifa, because that Mishnah says that at the end of it, it says, Benavatok Beso. Let's say you took that rock or took that piece of wood, and then you built it to your house. All right, Zelomal, right? You're not going to be violent Mi'ila. Achidur Tachta Vishavapruta, until you live underneath it for Shavapruta, meaning that it's for the value of Shavapruta. Because now, again, this is another way to violate Mi'ila, is that if you benefit from Hektish, right, even though you don't technically, I mean, in this case, he also put it into his house, I guess he owns it also, but, all right, meaning he derives benefit from Hektish, from the item that he put into his house. So Gemara says, Michli, one second, let's see. Shnuye, shnie, meaning he has changed the item. When you take wood and build it into a roof, so that is halacha of changing an item. There's something called shinui kona, Gemara, towards the end of Baba Kama, if I'm not mistaken. That definitely mentioned there. I'm not sure if that's the source, but that's definitely mentioned there towards the end. That the concept of shinui kona, that if you change an item, if you steal an item and you change it, so that becomes yours. Yeah, obviously you have to pay back, but shinui, if you do some sort of change in the item, you acquire it. So why do we have to wait And so the guy lives underneath that beam or that rock, right? Mali dar, mali lodar. Who cares where he's living? Hainu gahar and tlum besara. That's what we're talking about. That we're talking about a mountain that's hanging by a thread, by a hair, because that halacha is not necessarily logical, and that's not written in the Chumash. The Gemara says, well, my kushya, what do you mean? That's, again, the same rejection over here. Delna lakidir rav. Maybe it's just simply how Rav explained. I'm a rav, kigon sheinicha al pi aruba. But the case is not that he put it into his roof, he just put it over an opening, right? An open space in the roof, meaning he kind of plugged a hole. But he didn't actually, you know, concrete it into his roof. So therefore, idar be'in, ilo dar be'lo. Therefore, lo shnuya mishnah, meaning there he didn't make a change in the item, he's just resting it on top of his house. So that's not changing the item, therefore that's not putting it into his rishus necessarily, and therefore if he lives underneath it, and he derives benefit, then he's going to be chayav from me'ilah, but if he doesn't, then he's not. And again, that's the standard case of me'ilah, right? That you have to derive benefit from these items. So el olam kidarava. Really, let's go back, and what we said yesterday, if you remember Rava said that in the case where someone gives someone else money, right, and then the giver, meaning the sender, right, let's say Reuven gives Shimon $100 to buy something at the store, and Reuven then realizes that $100 was hektish. So the case is that the shliach, the halacha is that the shliach is chayiv for me'ilah, because again, you have to do me'ilah b'shogeg. Right? You can't know. Knowingly do it. So go. What did we say yesterday? If you remember, hey, that's what Rava said. So really, that's the harin atzilin v'sayra. That's the strange halacha that's hanging by a thread. Because the kasha halacha midi da hava amotzi maos hektish lechulin. What was the problem with saying that originally? Right, that's what we started with. What is the problem with saying that originally? It's just like someone who takes money from his own rishus and thinks that it's chulin, that it's regular money, but it's actually hektish. So that's not a good kasha. That was not a good. That's not a good comparison. It's not exactly like that, because also made the yoda the ikas is behektish. Because there, when in the second case where the guy just takes money from his house and it turns out to be hektish, he knew he had hektish in the house. So he boiled the liyune. So he should have checked it out and figured out which money this is. But hacha. But here, in the case where the guy was given money, right? Reuven gave Shimon money. Shimon has no idea what kind of money Reuven has in his house. Miyoda, how in the world is he supposed to know? Right, what kind of money is being given? So Hainu gahar and tlum b'sara. That's why it's like a strange halakha that's not written in the Torah. But that's right. If without the Torah Shabbal Peh, we never would have necessarily known that halakha. Okay, fine. Mikra mu'at halachos merubos. Right, again, we said that some of the halachos have very few psukim and a lot of halachos. Right, it's not as cryptic as it's not as obscure as ahar tlum b'sara, but it still has some sources in the Chumash, and then a lot of halachos. So, time will end in a brisa. Negoyim v'olos mikra mu'at v'halachos merubos. That negoyim, that tzaras, the halachos of tzaras, etc., and aholos, right, again, the halachos of tum and tara, and the nohel, also a very few psukim and halachos. Kamar says, have you read the Chumash? Right, negoyim mikra mu'at. And negoyim mikra merubahu. There are a ton of psukim, right? All tajim mitzorah, all talks about negoyim. It's two parshios full of negoyim. So, Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, "How can come?" Now, this is what he meant to say. Negoyim, you're right. Negoyim by Taras Mikir Meruva Alachas Muata. So that everything, right, there are plenty of psukim that talk about about Taras, and there are not so many halachos that you might not have known from the psukim. Meaning, the psukim are a good source for this stuff. But all those, for the halachos of Tum and Tara and Enohel, then Mikir Muad Alachas Meruvas, that has very few psukim. Not a lot of halachos. The Gemara says, "My nafkamina." Okay, great. But usually, the Gemara is not just telling me trivia. Hey, what's the nafkamina? So Gemara says, "You're right. Because if you have a suffik, and milsa ben agoyim, if you have a suffik with in terms of halachos in agoyim, ayin bekra, you can look in the psukim. But if mistakolach milsa ba'alos, but if you have a shayla in terms of the halachos of ba'alos, so then ayin milos nisan, then you know you have to go straight to Torah Shabbal Peh." Okay, dinin. We said the dinin are the court cases and monetary stuff. So you said that was also, and not. So what was the that was also? 1 second. What was the language over there? Which category was that? Sorry, just to be. Right, then we said the dinin, avodos, and taros, and tumos, and arayos are yesh lahen al ma'ashe yismichu. There is what to to base them on. Right? There is what to base them on. So the Gemara says immediately, Michtak Sivan, what do you mean? If you ever read Parshas Mishpatim, it's very straightforward, right? A lot of halachos having to do with money. So the Gemara says, Lo Nitzchah, I look at the Rebbe. No, we're talking about Rebbe's halacha. The Tanya is within the Rebbe. So Rebbe Omer, Nevesh Tachas Nefesh. You damage someone, and we say, Ain Tachas Ain Shein Tachas Shein, right? A life for a life. That's Mamo. That's talking about money. So Ata Omer Mamo Nefesh Mamish. How do you know? How do you know it's talking about money? Maybe it's talking about an actual Nefesh Mamish, an actual life that you kill him. So the Gemara says, Nemra Nesina Lamata Venemra Nesina Lamala. It says the word Nefesh, the word Nesina twice. Lamala, previously, talking about a case where in Mishpatim, where the person is fighting with someone else and they jostle a pregnant woman, as the art school usually translates, I think. If they hit a pregnant woman, in Ruchmala Aslan, she loses the baby. So there's no life taken from the injurer, meaning he has to pay. He has to pay for that. That's a monetary payment, as it says. So therefore, Nisina Lamata, when it says Nefesh, 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 so that is also talking about money. So that's what we say. Never Nisina Lamata, never Nisina Lamala, which is, it says the word Nisina twice, so Malahala, Mamo, Nafkan, Mamo, just like it's money over there, so too, it's money over here. Avodos, okay, the Avodah Besamidash, also, there is what to use. They can have Yeshamilis, Mokhan, Lechamish. The Gemara says again, Mechtak Simon, what do you mean? Sefer Vayikra, that's fault of the Avodah. So the Gemara says, L'nitzcha el halacha sadam. You're right. The halacha we're talking about here is the halacha, the halicha sadam, right? The halicha of taking the blood from the korban to the mizbeach. The tiny of the Rebbe says, V'kriv, the pasuk says you should bring, i.e. bring the blood. Zukavala sadam. That's not talking about bringing, that's talking about accepting or catching the blood in one of the klisharets. So after Achmona Lashon Halacha, and the Torah said, meaning the Torah used, right, that language of the Ekrivu, right, they used the language of the Halacha, the Chetiv Zepasik, of walking, of going. The Chetiv Zepasik, the Ekriva Kawena, Esakol, the Ektira Mizbecha. Meaning he should bring everything, and obviously bring it on the Mizbeach. But Ramar, Zu Halacha Zevar, on the Kevesh. That's talking about taking out the limbs, right, over to the Mizbeach. So you see the word v'hikriv ha-kohen, meaning to bring close, meaning that's talking about the bringing it over, right, walking it over towards the, what's it called, towards the Mizbeach. But l'meimra de halacha lo tafka miklal kabbalah. To teach me that halacha, right, is also included, right, meaning it's the same halacha, the same requirement as accepting as kabbalah sadam. Again, because you have this word v'hikrivu, right, that means that that you should bring it, obviously bring it on the way, and since that's not clear, it doesn't say clearly that you accept the blood and then you walk it over and then you sprinkle it, so that's what we're talking about, that for that specific halacha there's yeshal malismoch, there's something supporting that halacha. Okay, taros, what about taros? And again, mechta ksivan, right, a lot of tara becoming toho, Rashi says, right, again, that already says a lot of times. You know, when someone's tame, he goes through the whole process, right? By Nazir, it has it by Saras, it has it right all the time, right? By Tomas Sheretz, and then the person becomes Tohar, all right? Torah talks about it a lot. So Gemara says, Lo Nitzchah El L'Shir Mikveh. No, we're talking about the halacha of how much a mikveh has to be. But the Loksiva doesn't say that clearly in the Torah. The Tanya is wounded by, so Barachatz could be Esbisor, Bamayim, okay, either way, or Barachatz Bisor, Bamayim, right? It's already in Parashat Achrimos, right? Depending on which pasuk you want. So that's talking about the mikveh, that you have to go to the mikveh. It's called Bisoro, Mayim Shol Kol Gufa Olubahem, right? The pasuk says it's called Bisoro, you have to wash all of your body. So that has to be, water has to be able to cover the entire body. Right, the kamahein, how much is that? I'm a barom shalosh amos. Right, it's one by three amas of water. Yeshua chachamim in mikvah arba'im sa. The chachamim decided that would be arba'im sa. That's not straightforward in the psukim. That was set up by Chazal. Tumos, right? Tuma also mechta ksiva. The Gemara asks that tuma. Obviously, the Beferish talks about tuma all the time. So the nitzvah elikadoshim and sheretz. The halacha we're talking about over here is the size of a sheretz which will be metame, the kadosha, like the size of a lentil. The tanya was on the price of bahem. Right, you should. What's that pasuk of bahem? Right, elahat. Is that what it is? Yeah, kol hanogeh bahem b'mosam yitma. Anybody who touches them, you'll become tame if they're dead. Many of these, the shmona shrotzim, the eight creepy crawly things. So yachol, you might have thought, but kulin, you have to touch all of them. Or not all of it, but not, you don't have to rub it up and down. But I mean, if it's entirely there, you might have thought that that's only the time when the sheretz conveys tumah. So it's Amalur Mayhem. So therefore, the pasuk says Mayhem. It says Kol Asher Yipol Alav Mayhem B'Mosam Yitzma. Anything that falls from them when they're dead, right, will carry Toma. So Yachol Mitzasim. That implies just a little bit of them. Right, so Amalur Bahem. Therefore, we need a Bahem. Right, that kind of those two words, Bahem and Mayhem. Right, that counteract each other. Bahem would imply you need to touch an entire creature, and Mayhem certainly implies that you should touch an item that you only all you need to do to become tame is to touch an item from them. So okay, so how does that work? It's actually give him kulo. You have to touch something that is part of it, but also all of it. So what is that? Shiru chachamim kadasha. Right, so Chazal said it's the size of a kadasha, of a lentil. Shekin chomet, because the chomet, which is like a snaily type thing. Rashi says, right, I got a little bit klipa, right? Something that has a shell on top of it. Okay. So Shekin Chomet Tchiloso Kadasha, right? I guess it's born and it's the size of an Adasha when it starts. So therefore an Adasha of Sheretz is gonna be Metame. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, because anav halta'ah, no, like the tail of a lata'ah, lata'ah is a lizard. I feel like Rashi, the fume, shem mefarchasus la'acha shenechatcha. Right, after you cut it off, right, it thrashes around there, right? It kind of shakes like as if it's still alive. So that's ki'ilu, it's the entire thing. It's a piece that's like it's a whole. Okay, fine. Arayos, the Gemara says, also Arayos are supported in the Torah. The Gemara says, read Parshas Achremos, Hanechtam Ksivan. Right, there's straight up, right, there's plenty of psukim about that stuff. The Gemara says, well, that's for Ella, Lebito me anusasa. For the halacha of, you know, a person's not allowed to sleep with Rachman al-Islam. He sleeps with a daughter who was born through a rape. Rachman al-Islam, it doesn't mean it's specifically a rape, but it means any sort of invalid union, that sleeping with that daughter, right, the result of that union, right, is not clear in the psukim. It was obviously horrible, but not clear in the psukim. Right, the Loksiva doesn't say straightforward. The Amar Rava, as Rava says, Amar li Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Asya Heina Heina, Asya Zima Zima. They have Xer Shava by Heina Heina, Zira Ziva, and Ziva Ziva. What are those two talk about? Sorry, I forgot. I'm just looking at Rashi. Right, that doing such a zima tells me that you're going to get strafa for, you're going to get burned, right, one of the forms is based in for doing that. And heina heina teaches me that it is usher, I guess. Yeah, the heina heina that is usher, and zima that you're going to get strafa for that. Okay. Fine. So I guess since it's Xer Shavuos, then it's not clear in Mefarshim Pesukim. Hein Hein Gufei Torah. These are the basics of the Torah. Again, we had said Hani In Hanachlo. Right. Again, we had said the last few were the basics, but the first things we quoted, like for example Shabbos, right, are they not the basics of the Torah? What do you mean? It's Ella. No. Ema Hein Vehein Gufei Torah. It means both of them, right, are the basics of the Torah. Okay. Hadron Alacha Kol Chayavin. And now we go on to the enigmatic second parak of Chagiga, which, as mentioned, we'll talk about a lot of Agadata that not only do I not understand, but many, many people do not understand, but we'll try as best we can. We're not going to get to such crazy Gemaras today, but certainly the stuff about the Maaseh Merkava, very difficult. Maaseh Bereishis is also very difficult to understand exactly what's going on, but you know, we'll do what we can and enjoy it, because it is actually pretty fun to read all this crazy stuff. Okay. Ein Dorshin Barayos Bishlosha. Now that we kind of just jumped off of the last thing we said, right, that, you know, we have all these items, last Mishnah said all these things are kind of like hidden almost, like not with a strong base in the Torah. So the Mishnah now kind of jumps and says that, okay, what else is difficult to understand and therefore usher to teach to a certain amount of people because they may not understand it appropriately. And we'll obviously have to ask exactly what's going on, why specifically these cases, etc. But Ein Dorshin Barayos B'Shlosha, a person is not allowed to Dorish the halachos of Arayos, of forbidden relationships, if there are three people. V'lo B'Maisa Braces B'Shnayim, you're not allowed to Darshin out the Agadata, the Droshos, by Braces, if there are two people. V'lo B'Merkava, now the Maisa Merkava, again, the Maisa Merkava is, what's it called, when Yecheskel saw Kosh Baruch Hu, so that's already... Right, that can't even be learned out by one person. Ela imkain hayachacham umevin midaito, unless he's a tamachacham and he understands. And obviously, the Gemara is going to have to ask, what do you mean? You tell me not even one person can learn it. And now you tell me if he understands what he's talking about, then he can learn it. So obviously we'll have to talk about that. Kol mistakel ba'arba dvarim, rasui lo ki'ilu lo ba la'olam. Anybody talks about, checks into these four things, it's rasui. Rasui is a kind of a funny word. Rashi really does in. It's really like the lashon of ro'i. But rasui meaning it's you know, he should never have been created. Malamala, malamata, malafnu, malachor. What is up, what is down, and meaning above in this world and below below this world, meaning the heavens and stuff like that. What is before, what is after, right? Obviously that's four. Again, we'll have to, right, Rashi says, what's, meaning if there's some sort of limit to the world, right? Rashi seems to imply that it's talking about east and west, right? That's a little bit, again, even that Mishnah is a little bit confusing. Okay, meaning don't spend too much time on this kind of stuff. Now there are svarim that do talk about this kind of stuff. That you know, what is above this world, for example, right? For example, Nefesh HaChayim is a famous sefer by Reb Chaim, by the Grit Briskerov, by Reb Chaim Volozhiner, who talks about like Musar, based on Kabbalah, and he definitely talks about this types of stuff. And it's a very difficult sefer, but there are svarim. Okay, but either way, don't be ma'ayin to these things, says the Mishnah. And similarly, someone who doesn't have kavod for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right, it's also fit for him not to have come into this world. So Gemara says, Amarta Bereishis, the first thing you said, right, you shouldn't learn Ma'aseh Merkava if you're one person. Then you said, as it pointed out, unless he understands what he's talking about, right, on the first time. Right, is it usher for one person to learn it, or is it not usher for one person to learn it? So Gemara says, "Hachikama." This is what it means to say: "Ain darshin ba'arayos b'shloshla lishloshla." You shouldn't darshin out the halachos of arayos to three people. Vav ma'aseh brachus lishnayim, and you shouldn't darshin out the story of brachus to two people. And vav merkava liyochid, and you shouldn't teach ma'aseh merkava to someone else. Elam gein ayichacham maybe midaito, unless that other person who you're teaching it to, right, is able to chap. Right, on his own, or is able to chap what's going on. Now, the Gemara is obviously going to have to ask, right, what's this 3-2-1 business? So, in Dorshin Baraz B'Shlosha, you're not allowed to Dorshin out the Lechaz of Arayos if they're to three people. So, the Gemara says, my timeline, what's the reason? So, Ilay Mishon Dichtiv, if you tell me, because based on the Pazik says, Ish Isha Kol Shev Sarah, Lusagubu Lugalo Sheva. So, how many people is that? Right, Ish Ish Trey, right, that's two, right, and Sheva Sarah is someone else, right, that means he's relative, right, so that's Chav, that's another one. That's a third person. Farmachmanon. The pasuk says, "Lo sigaru l'kalos erva." You shouldn't come close to it. Literally means to revealing erva. But here, right, we're darshening out. You shouldn't come close to teaching it and to teaching it to three people. So if that's the source, meaning if you're using the psukim that kind of allude to the fact that you shouldn't teach it to three people, elanatik sit. But the pasuk says similarly by other halachos. Right, ish ish ki gavel elokav. Right, a person rachman slan curses God. Right, ish ish asher itim izarola molech. People who give their children to molech. Molech is an avodah zara. They would pass the kids through burning fire. Crazy avodah zara. So again, how can I be so too over here? You tell me that you know, you're not allowed to teach to two people. So no. So ela hanu me boyle the rabbis sanachrim. So rather no. But that with those psukim. But those psukim the by the cursing God and by the molech. That's to include goyim. Because goyim are included in the halacha of cursing Kosh Baruch Hu and doing avodah zarah, just like any Jews. So hainami mi boi leder abes zanachin. But okay, but the same thing by arayos, right? You could also have to include goyim, right, the two arayos, shemuzharim and arayos the Yisrael, because that, again, so goyim are not allowed to have forbidden relationships either. Right now, goyim marry in a different way halachically, legally. Goyim marry in a different way than Jews do. Jews have kedushin. Right, all this special, you know, process that you're familiar with. Right, goyim, pashas is the goyim simply marry when they move in together, and then when they move out, that's the divorce. So it could be, again, it could be that even though goyim have halachos of arayos, they're not necessarily violating it all the time, because arayos are usually iser kurva, these relationships, right, they're usually arayos are relatives. Which, as far as I'm aware, goyim are not necessarily so steeped in. Okay, but anyway, but Tachlis is This pasuk could be including goyim into the halachos of arayos as well. So that can't be the source for where you're not allowed to teach the halachos of arayos to three people. So Elam Yehudi Chliya, rather, you could use the pasuk, Ushmartim es mishmarti, right? You should keep my mishmaris, my, I don't even know how to translate mishmaris, right? The shmor is to watch over. So you should keep my watching over. I don't know. That's also talking about arayos. You should keep this halacha, right? Ushmartem trei mishmarti is chad, right? Ushmartem is plural and mishmarti is singular. Parim Rachmanan, the pasuk says levolti asos mechukos atoivos aila. So you shouldn't do these terrible things, right? So the toivos, right? The abominations. Right? You shouldn't do these types of things. So you see that there's three people. So nas elmiata. So you have other psukim that are similar to that, right? The pasuk says ushmartem is a Shabbos. Right? You should keep Shabbos. Ushmartem is a mitzvos. Es a matzos. Darshan out matzos mitzvos. Right, anyway, but the shemartim es matzos, right? The shemartim es mishmaris hakodesh. Right, that's keeping the what's it called that pasuk is the last one. I want to say it's by the Mishkan, but okay, I'm not sure because I see it's in Devarim. Not sure. It could be at the end of Korach, maybe. Okay, either way, but meaning there are other halachas that are similar, right? Hachanami could be the same, right? Certainly for. For Shabbos and Chametz, unless you're going into the Mishkan, I think that's what it's by. All those are also, you tell me you're not allowed to darshan those halachos out to multiple people. So the Gemara says you're right. No, that's not, it's not based on Sukkim. Elo Amar Rav Ashi, really, my indorshan Varas, Bisholsha, what do you mean you can't darshan out the halachos of Varas to three people? Indorshan Bisistri, Arayas Bisholsha. You can't teach the hidden stuff, right? The stuff that is not Poshet. Right, in the pasuk, like for example, we finished earlier today that a guy can't sleep with his daughter from a rape. Right, obviously a horrible case, but that's not beferish in pasuk, like we said before. Right, maybe those types of halachos that are not clear in the psukim that you can't teach to three people. My time, and what's the reason? Svarahu, it's just logical, right? Because beit rei, if you're teaching it to two people, so kiyas v'kimei rabayu, right? Chai shakol v'tari v'hadi rabbe, right? V'idach matzli udna l'gemara, right? Yeah. Right, the Gemara, yeah, meaning, sorry, I probably did that a little too fast. It's Svaru, it's a logic, because Beit Rei, if you're teaching it to two people, Kiyasve Kimei Rabayu, they're sitting by the Rebbe, so Chad Shaka Vatari, right, again, that's the phrase Shakla Vataria, right, one goes back and forth with the Rebbe, Abahadi Rabbe, well, one goes back and forth with his Rebbe, Vidach and the other guy, so Matzli Yudni, the Gemara, but the other guy's listening, right, to the Gemara, to the learning, to the darshaning back and forth. But Tlasa, if there are three guys, so one is going back and forth with his Rebbe, and the Hanach train, the other two guys, Shaklu Vatari Behadadadi. The other two guys are learning with each other. Right? They're not all sitting around and listening to the conversation. Therefore, and they won't know what the Rebbe said. They'll come to allow, stopping them, make a mistake in Halacha, right? If they're not all listening to what the Rebbe says. So the Gemara says, well, if that's true, if that's true, Kalaturanami, well, any halacha should be, you should never be allowed to teach three people at any given time, or more than that, because you'll be talking to one guy and everybody else will be minding their own business, trying to learn on their own, and they won't be listening to the Rebbe. Score says, Arayas shiny, no, Arayas is different. The master said, they said in the Beis Medrash, the Gezel of Arayas Nafsho Mecham Dosan, because people really want to do, right? People have a taiva for theft in arayas. Skumar says, okay, what's with the theft, right? Yehachi gezel nami, so too, that halakha of teaching the halakhas of gezel, you should also not be allowed to teach it to three people. So the Gemara says, it's still different, because arayas ben b'fan of ben shalom b'fan of nafesh yitzara. Because whether arayas, whether you have an opportunity, whether it's in front of you, right, a person is still craving arayas, a person is still always craving inappropriate relationships. But gezel, but theft, that's different, because the Yetzirah for that is only Bafanov. Bafanov Nafesh Yetzirah, if you have an opportunity to steal something, right, so then you get a taiva to steal it. But Shalom Bafanov, but no one is thinking about stealing the Tesla in some dude's garage that's watched by security cameras and he doesn't have a fob and whatever. Meaning, if you have an opportunity to steal something, so you think about stealing it, but no one is, very few people at least, are thinking, concocting these things. To steal that, the Yitzhahara is not so strong for something that's not right there. So therefore, again, because people, we want to make sure that everybody knows halacha is about arayos, and therefore you should not teach it in front of three people. Okay, we'll stop right here, and we'll go back to the Hiddush tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.